Vítejte u povídání s Faurecí.
Hello everyone. Today I have a pleasure here to talk to Olga Piltoyan, which is our colleague in Faurecia Clean Mobility PSEC in HR team.
Hello to everyone.
Olga, so tell us something about you. We already can hear that your name is not Czech. Where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from Ukraine. I'm some kind of mix of Ukrainian and Armenian nationality because my mother is from Ukraine and my father is from Armenia.
Okay.
And my son thinks that he is half of a Czech.
Okay, and how long he is in the Czech Republic?
Almost 3 years. We came here in April 2019, so almost 3 years.
Okay, super. So now international family already.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me the same. Maybe I will just say who is like on the other opposite to Olga. Yeah, my name is Ivana Burkoňová. I am talent acquisition and communications manager for Czech Republic. And I am as well not Czech. I'm from Slovakia, yeah. But we used to work with Olga together, but we will come to that point later. Okay, Olga, so you came to Czech Republic 3 years ago. Do you like it here?
Sure, I like here very much, if I can say so. Because firstly, I like this nature. Because this is, Czech Republic has beautiful nature, has beautiful forests, rivers, mountains, everything. And the main thing which is important for me, here is, you have here very clear everything.
You mean that everything is very clean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, everything is very clean.
And how does your hometown look like? Why you think it's cleaner here?
Well, I'm from Krivoy Rog. This is a big industrial city, so we have a big problem with ecological, with air, with water, with the earth, because we have a lot of plants in my own city, in my native city. So that's why I think that here we have like a place to rest, like a kurort.
Okay, like place to rest, like a spa?
Like a spa, yeah, really.
Okay. And which town do you live in Czech Republic? Which town?
In Vodňany.
In Vodňany.
Yeah.
And why Vodňany? Why did you come to Vodňany when you were going to Czech Republic?
Because I have my sister with her family there. So we decided to start from there. And the main point that Vodňany is a small city. Mm-hmm. And I have a small son. He was 6 years old at that time. So the small city would be preferable for me.
Okay. I have to say as well, before I came to PSEC, I was living in Bratislava, which is capital of Slovakia. And finally, I prefer PSEC as well as a smaller town. Yeah. In Czech Republic, the towns are very, small towns are very nice, I have to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it's very comfortable, yeah, for us as mothers, I have to say. Yeah. So, okay, Olga. And okay, so you came to Czech Republic and what is your, you started to work in Faurecia immediately. Yeah? It was your first employer here, yeah. Our company. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so you started. And what is your career path in our company? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was my first and my only employee in Czech Republic. I started from the operator of production because I didn't know language, Czech language. I didn't have a diploma. I didn't have nothing.
You mean like you didn't have a diploma for a Czech language?
Yes. Yes, for Czech language and a certificated diploma.
Yeah, for of your university. Mm-hmm. Because you studied in university, you have a master's degree.
Yeah.
Maybe I should let you speak, but you are a teacher.
I was a teacher.
You was a teacher, or you are, let's say, master's degree in as a teacher of English and German. Is it correct?
Yeah. Yes, it's correct. But honestly, I don't remember German language at all. But I'm planning to improve my skills. I'm planning to renew my skills in German language because I think it is rather important.
Yeah, it is important. And in our region, we are close to Germany, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Definitely. I always wished as well to speak German, but as well, I do not use it, so it's complicated then. Okay, so Let's go back to this beginning. Okay, so you started to work in production in our company.
Yes, I started to work in production, and I started to study Czech language. I started to study to drive a car. I started to nostrificate my diploma. I started a lot of things at once, and it was I can say it was rather hard for me and for my son. But as I'm a Scorpion,
okay,
I was born in November, so I see the aim and didn't see anything what cannot
be done. So you think anything is possible.
yes
basically. Okay super. So now we came to this diploma. This was actually one of the things when I remember first time when we got to contact, because you came to our HR department when I used to be in a Faurecia Clean Mobility in HR, and you were applying for a job, let's say, and I remember you nostrificated successfully your diploma. This was one thing. You already could speak quite good Czech language at that time, and I talk about like year and a half ago at that time, and so finally we started to cooperate together. I was very happy that you could be part of the team which was creating an FCMPSEC, let's say, benchmark onboarding of operators. So I have to say that you were the one of the people which were contributing the most in the project with me. So I was very happy for that, and I don't know if I should speak now or you, because it looks like I took a word, but because it's connected as well, let's say, I know about your path, that finally we were successful, and you could become later part of HR team in FCMPSEC.
Well, I can say that it was me who was really happy that I have a possibility to do something that I can do. So, okay, work in production is rather important, but for me, the job which I would prefer, which I can do, this is the job in HR, because HR is always about people, as I was said to you at our interview, and I say this all the time to everyone. Yeah, sure, we have a lot of reports, we have a lot of things to do, but the main thing is our people, our employee. So that's why I have calls from them all the time, from the morning till the night, and I always try to help to do everything what is in my force, at least.
And I can confirm. So we are very happy that it finally worked out, and unfortunately it was the occasion when I was leaving the team, and finally we managed that you could join the team. So, but anyway, because you know, I was always wishing to have you in my team full time. After my experience with you contributing with me on the onboarding project, I was really wishing that we will be together in one team full time. Finally, it happened when I was leaving the team, and we managed opportunity for you. But I'm very happy anyway, because we are cooperating still together.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and what was before? Before you came to Czech Republic, what was your life like? What did you do? What was your career before? Before Faurecia, let's say.
Yeah.
Let's not say before Czech Republic, but before Faurecia.
Mm-hmm. Before Faurecia, I have a long-term job, if I can say so, for 10 years path in one company. In one family company, they have a lot of different branches, and I liked that so much, because it is really interesting, was and is, to study something new, to have a new project, to new people, and so on. So we have as if I would speak only about me, only about project which in which I was involved. So it was mainly projects about gambling, then in entertainment, family entertainment centers, and about home services. I mean, we didn't have companies like you have here in Czech Republic or in Europe at all. The company who serves private houses always was from the state side. Mm-hmm. And we started this business, we started this path. So these companies became private.
Mm-hmm.
So we had this first private company in my native city, Krivoy Rog. And then I know when I already left the company, they had something about 20 in all different cities in Ukraine. So I can say it was a really, really interesting job. We had the really good team. We were like a family. And I am really happy that here in Faurecia, I have a new family.
Super. I'm happy to hear that.
I am really happy because this is really important. Person is at work more time than at home. So it is important to have a good team, to have an interesting job and such things, I think.
Okay. So basically we can tell like this anyway, like even though we have our private lives as mothers, but it's hard to divide between work and free time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's true.
Yeah,
it's so true.
And it's very important then to feel very well at work and to have, let's say, family at work. And that's because to feel like home, even though mm-hmm. you are working, but you feel good. I'm very happy to hear that. Okay, and I remember, Olga, okay, so in you had quite nice career, I have to say, yeah, in Ukraine, you were telling more about the company, but mm-hmm. you were like HR manager, executive assistant of vice president, project manager, yeah, so doing more things. And I remember on our interview that you, and I know, yeah, about that, that you were active in humanitarian help. In one organization in Ukraine. Can you tell us something about this?
Yes, it was, and now it is, because in this situation what we have now, we had to renew this organization. So it names Black Tulip Humanitarian Mission, and it was started with the help of Red Cross organization and with the help of Swiss Embassy. We cooperated with Ukrainian government and with government from other countries. We were looking of fallen soldiers from our side, from Ukraine, and from the side from Russia also. But before, why they asked us to do this job? Because before we had an organization, another organization, I try to translate it correctly, non-profitable organization Narodna Pamyat,
it's like a national memory.
National memory, yeah. Mm-hmm. Union of National Memory, correct. Thank you.
Okay.
So we're searching fallen soldiers from the First and from the Second World War. So we had some experience. We had archaeologists in our team. We can do this searching. So that's why Ukrainian government asked us to help them in Donetsk and Lugansk region. And as far as I know, 2 days ago, our leader decided to renew this organization because this organization is needed.
So you in this organization you are trying to look for missing people.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, missing and fallen. Well, they are counting as missing, but everybody knew that they were dead or fallen, as we said.
Okay. Okay, and how practically does it look like? You were going to some place. What did you do exactly?
Mm-hmm.
Place of battle.
Place okay. of battle. The guys had special equipment for to look mines, for to look any iron details which soldiers had on themselves. I said guys mostly because a very few women in this expedition was. But once a year we had a big expedition in Germany. It was an international expedition and there were girls from Switzerland, from Russia, from Poland, from England, mm-hmm. From all over the Europe. And it was really great that we were from different countries, but we did the same work, the same important work. So when we found that soldier, we tried to find out who it was, because if he had a medallion with himself, so we could write read a name, or we can try to if he had a medal with him.
Yes.
So we can check the number at the archive, and also we got the name of this person.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, our office. So mostly I work at office, mm-hmm. but sometimes I worked at that expedition also.
Mm-hmm.
So now at office we are connected with the archives and try to find relatives of this person. And very often we found some relatives. Mm-hmm. And after that, we connected them, and if they would like, we brought these bones of these people, person, to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how it is, if I can ask, usually they want it or
50-50.
50-50, okay.
50-50, because... this soldier who died 70 years ago or 100 years ago, if we are speaking about First World War, they just don't know who it was.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you were concentrating on First and Second World War, and now yes. then you were concentrating on the recent conflict in Ukraine, mm-hmm. which was in 2013? 2014. 14, yeah. Mm-hmm. And now... understandable on today's situation, it will unfortunately have to start again. Okay, Olga, thank you very much. Very, very impressive. How do you manage so many things at one time? Yeah, so you are very active in your, let's say, with humanitarian help as well. You have a demanding job today and you had in Ukraine, you are a mother. Mm-hmm. How do you manage?
Well, I would lie if I would say that I manage it. I think that every mother, every working mother, just didn't catch to do everything that she wants to do,
mm-hmm.
for her family, for her children. Now here I have only a son,
mm-hmm.
so my own family is just my son, mm-hmm. just one son. And he is 8 years old, but he is rather grown up.
Mm-hmm.
With such mother, he has my character, I can say.
Mm-hmm. I remember when we started to, let's say, meet and work together, and you were saying, yeah, and he was 6 years old, and you were saying, my son is already a young man. It was so funny to me. Okay, and maybe I should look at my children like this, that they are young men already. Yeah, but it's nice. Yeah, it's very nice.
Yes.
Okay, Olga. And okay, so he's a man, yeah? And now what do you think about the world of automotive? Do you think there is more women needed? How it is in Forcia, mm-hmm. in Pisek, and mm-hmm. basically it's everywhere else similar. Do you think, how do you feel like women in our plant, and do you think there are more women needed?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, automotive is a man's world. Was, maybe.
Was.
But for now...
We are going to change it.
Yeah. And we have a lot of brilliant women, girls in automotive. And I think that this is right, because there should be a balance from the energy, from the women energy, from the men energy.
Mm-hmm.
And automotive just win from that he that eat this this how to say this
from this balance it would win.
Yes, sure. From this balance, it would win because women has specific features which men doesn't have or don't have.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for this view. We know it, you know, but sometimes we have to say it publicly. Okay, super. And anyway, I will maybe switch now back to, let's say, that you are in Czech Republic. What do you like the most in Czech Republic?
Nature, of course, as I said, people, of course, maybe people, then nature. Otherwise, people are the first place. Because when I had any problem, I always got help. And I always got help from Czech people. From Czech people, from Slovenian people, from all other people who lives here.
Slovenian?
No. From Slovakia.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Sorry.
But I knew you meant Slovakia. But it's normal. It's very normal for outside of Czech and Slovakia, you know, it's very normal that we say Slovenia. But it's okay, Olga. Okay, so you plan to stay in Czech Republic or?
Sure. I'm planning to stay. I was planning to stay. I love my country. I love Ukraine, but for now it was the best decision for me, because as for person, I mean, because I wanted to go forward. I need to develop myself. I wanted to develop my son. So we decided to move.
Okay. Yeah, it's understandable. And if your son is feeling half Czech already after 3 years, it's a success. Yeah. And are you satisfied? Are you satisfied today here?
Well, I have a lot of plans ahead. I am satisfied for today, but I have a lot of plans. And I just afraid that I won't catch everything. I mean, all my plans, because I came here not after the university graduation. If you understand, I am a little bit older than just a student. So that's why I just afraid that I will not have enough time to realize all my plans.
You are very young, Olga. You still have a lot of time.
Thanks, you are very kind, Ivana.
No, but you know, we are same age, so... So we are very young and we still have a lot of time, I am very happy that you are with us, and I'm sure that you will have a opportunity in Forcia to develop yourself. And I am very happy that you feel satisfied in Czech Republic.
Sure.
And that your son is happy, and I really, let's say, wish and believe that everything will go well for you.
Yes, me too, Ivana.
Okay. Do you want to say something in the end?
Well, just to thank you to all people, to all my colleagues who helped me, who helps me, to everyone, to all my neighbors, to all the people who are around me. I really appreciate it. Really appreciate your help, your understanding, everything. Well, I think everything will be fine. We just have to believe in it and just have to go forward.
Thank you very much, Olga. Thank you very much for your time.
Faurecia, inspiring mobility.